financial crisis as payouts outpace contributions. Government assures public of diesel availability amidst reports of shortages. And EU warns against forcing Ukraine to cede territory to Russia.
The Hot FM News with Natasha Nguni.
And now the news in detail. Government says the National Health Insurance Management Authority, NIMA, is in financial crisis, with contributions falling short of payouts and leaving the scheme unsustainable. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka, Minister of Health Dr. Elijah Muchima has revealed that for every 100 kwacha collected, payouts reach 160 kwacha, leaving a 60 kwacha deficit that threatens the scheme's sustainability. Dr. Muchima said to address this, government is preparing a statutory instrument, SI, to raise contributions from 1% to 2% and extend deductions to informal sector workers and pensioners with income. Meanwhile, the minister has also announced that 5 senior ZAMSA officials have been cited in a forensic audit and are under investigation for suspected procurement and management irregularities. And Dr. Muchima has further assured that recent outbreaks of cholera, mpox and meningitis had been contained while government works to strengthen universal health access nationwide.
You saw that some products were removed. The reason was they became overwhelming. People were going to get very expensive spectacles, which these ones, I buy the for less than 200, but because of NIMA, we started going to get some at 6,000, 10,000. Went for very expensive products. Those products which were not essential were removed. The reason was simple. The revenue being collected from the contribution was 100 kwacha. But when it came to payment, we were paying 160. Meaning each payment we did, we were having a liability of 60, a negative 60. That has put us in an awkward situation to meet our liability.
Governance and Development Advocates Zambia Godaza has projected that President Hakainde Hichilema will secure a landmark victory in 2026, surpassing the number of votes received in the 2021 tripartite polls. Godaza Executive Director Elias Mulenga has stated that the anticipated victory stems from the president's consistent fulfillment of campaign promises. Mr. Mulenga has also pointed to the absence of credible leadership within the opposition as a contributing factor that would propel President Hichilema to another win. He has stressed that while the president remains focused on national development, the opposition continues to falter, resorting to name-calling and failing to present a clear presidential candidate with only months left before the elections.
We have noted on what is prevailing in the country. Failure by the opposition to provide a leader now is a clear indication that President Hakainde Hichilema has already taken any lead to the 2026 tripartite election. People of Zambia have already moved on. They have already gotten used to the trend, good governance and the deliveries that President Hakainde Hichilema has delivered to most of his campaign promises. People are now receiving social cash transfer. They are busy with the cash for work. They are receiving grants. They have got free education.
The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, says it has started engaging government following the deferment of the Non-Governmental Organizations Bill of 2025. Speaking to Hot FM News, NGOCC Executive Director Anne Anamela has welcomed the Ministry of Community Development and Social Services' decision, stating that the bill, as presented in Parliament, did not reflect the views and aspirations of key stakeholders. Ms. Anamela has noted that despite significant opposition from various groups, the government had initially proceeded to table the bill. She has emphasized the need for genuine collaboration between the government and stakeholders to ensure the final version of the bill is shaped by broad consensus.
We are very happy that the bill was deferred because we were not happy with the actual context of the bill that had gone before Parliament. Because before that bill went in, we had had consultations with the relevant government departments and had made our positions and our concerns very well. We thought we had agreed, the people that we had had these discussions with, on a framework that would be more acceptable to both parties. When that bill went, found that it did not reflect fully the issues that were raised. So we're happy that it was deferred, and we've already begun discussions now with the Minister of Community Development on going through a process again to interrogate the bill and to see what will be more acceptable to both. I hope now the bill that will now be agreed on truly reflective of our input as civil society organizations.
Zambia Sugar PLC has expressed regret following the tragic death of a third-party contractor who sustained fatal injuries while repairing a tire at the Nakambala Transport Workshop. The deceased, Joseph Kunda, was an employee of Cow Tire, a company contracted to handle tire maintenance for Zambia Sugar's fleet. In a statement, Zambia Sugar PLC Corporate Affairs Director Eugene Chungu has stated that the company immediately notified relevant authorities upon the occurrence of the incident and is fully supporting ongoing investigations by the Zambia police, government authorities and other stakeholders. He said in response to the incident, the company suspended operations for 2 days and initiated a safety stand down, including face-to-face communication to inform employees and contractors of the tragic event. Mr. Chungu has reaffirmed Zambia Sugar's strong commitment to the safety and well-being of its employees, contractors and stakeholders, adding that the company is actively reviewing and strengthening all safety protocols and procedures to prevent future incidents.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government has assured the public that the country has sufficient diesel stocks following reports of fuel shortages at selected filling stations across the country. In a statement, Energy Minister Makozo Chikote said as of August 21st, 2025, the country had 64,876,487 litres of diesel in reserve, equivalent to 14 days of national consumption. Mr. Chikote said a nationwide survey of 650 filling stations revealed that 456 were dispensing both diesel and petrol, 33 were dispensing only diesel, and 125 were dispensing only petrol, figures that confirm fuel supply across the country is sufficient. He has attributed the reported shortages to localized supply chain bottlenecks rather than a national shortage. Mr. Chikote said to ensure sustained fuel availability, government is implementing both short-term and long-term measures, including intensified spot checks by the Energy Regulation Board and TAZAMA to ensure fuel uplifts are directed to the intended destinations, particularly retail outlets.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
The top diplomat of the European Union, EU, has warned against pushing Ukraine to give up territories to Russia as part of a future peace deal. Speaking in her first UK interview since EU leaders joined Donald Trump's White House peace talks with Ukraine, Kaya Kallas told the BBC's Today program that letting Russia keep Ukraine territories was a trap that Putin wants us to walk into. The Donbas region in eastern Ukraine has long been contested by Russia, with military aggression forcing 1.5 million Ukrainians to flee over the past decade. The BBC has more.
The EU's foreign policy chief, Kaya Kallas, says President Putin is less likely to negotiate a peace deal after last week's summit with Donald Trump. Attacks from both sides have been continuing, with a Russian pumping station being severely damaged in a Ukrainian drone strike. Palestinian media say Israel has continued its bombing of Gaza City in an expanded offensive to take over the city. A UN-backed body responsible for monitoring food security is to release an update on Gaza shortly. UN agencies are warning that the global workforce needs better protection from extreme heat. It says workers are suffering from climate change with long-term effects on health and productivity. A court in Bangkok has cleared the former Thai Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra of violating strict laws against insulting the monarchy.